Welcome back, everybody, as we continue to learn about the Beis HaMikdash from the Hilchos Beis HaBechira of the Rambam. So in Perek Aleph, Chapter 1, Halacha Beis, Halacha number 2, the Rambam goes through the evolution of how he went from a Mishkan, a tabernacle, a temporary temple, which was built in the Midbar, in the desert, all the way to the Beis HaMikdash, the temple, which was built in Yerushalayim, in Jerusalem. So the Rambam says as follows. Kivon shenichnasu la'aretz, once the Jewish people went into Israel, into Eretz Yisrael, hemidu ha-mishkan, they took the mishkan, the tabernacle that they had with them in the desert, and they established it, they erected it, be-Gilgal, in a place called Gilgal. And the mishkan was there for arba esrei shana, for 14 years, shekofshu v'shecholku, that they conquered and they divided. So when the Jewish people went into Israel, it took them 14 years, 7 years to fully conquer the land, and then another 7 years to fully divide the land in a way that everyone should be settled. It was divided by tribes, families, and everyone had got their own portion in the land of Israel. So while all that was happening in this sort of like in-between time, for 14 years, the Mishkan, the same Mishkan that was in the desert, was established in Gilgal. Then, after that, Umisham, and from there, Bo L'Shiloi, it came to a place called Shiloi. Now in Shiloi, they erected a different type of Mishkan, says the Rambam. Ubanu sham bayis shel avanim. They built over there a house of stones, whereas the Mishkan was made out of wooden beams. It was a much more of a temporary structure. The Mishkan in Shiloi was built out of stones. However, it didn't have a proper roof. Uparsu yirios ha-mishkan alav. They took the curtains that were the roof of the Mishkan in the desert, and they put it on the roof, as the roof of this Mishkan as well. V'lehoyosham tikra, and it didn't have a proper roof, rather it was the curtain. So it was sort of like an in-between Mishkan. It wasn't exactly the tabernacle that they had in the desert. It was much more of a permanent structure. It was made out of stones. And then, however, it didn't have a roof like the Beis HaMikdash would have, rather it had the curtains as the roof. U'shloish meyos v'shishim b'teisha shana omad mikdash shiloi. For 369 years, this temple of Shiloi stood, so for quite a long time. Ukeshemes Eli, when Eli, the high priest, the Kohen Gadol Eli, when he died, Chorav, the Mishkan in Shiloi, was destroyed. Now, what was the story here? So actually, it wasn't quite destroyed. What happened was the Pelishtim, the Philistines, came into the Mishkan, and they stole the Oroin, the holy ark, the holiest vessel of the Beis HaMikdash, together with the Luchos. In fact, there's a whole story how King Saul, or he would later become the king, actually went and rescued the Luchos. So they didn't actually quite take the Luchos, but they had the Arim. And when Eli HaKoyen, who was the Kohen Gadol, when he heard of this story that the Pelishtim had captured the Arim, he fell over backwards and died. And it's a whole story. It was actually a punishment for something that he had done. So that was considered to be the destruction of the Mishkan of Shiloh. According to many opinions, it wasn't actually physically destroyed, it was more spiritually destroyed and defiled. While all that was happening, then, what knows, after that, Ubo l'noiv ubanu sham mikdash, they went to Noiv and built a mikdash there. Ukeshemei Shmuel, when Shmuel Hanavi passed away, Chorav, that Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, that Mishkan was destroyed. And then it came to Givoin, and they built a mikdash there. It does say that these two were actually more temporary. It was more like the Mishkan in the desert. And then, from Givoin, it came to the everlasting house, meaning it came to Yerushalayim, where the Beis HaMikdash would be forever, meaning if there's a Beis HaMikdash, it's now there, right? Well, the first temple, a second temple, and please God, there'll be a third temple. But that's how it made it all the way to Yerushalayim. V'imei Noiv v'Givoin, and the amount of time the Mishkan was in Noiv and Givoin, Sheva v'chamishim shana, was 57 years. So in other words, when the Jewish people first went into Eretz Yisrael, they didn't build the Beis HaMikdash right away. In fact, it passed over 400 years till they managed to build the first Beis HaMikdash. And up until there, there was the Mishkan, there was a more permanent Mishkan in Shiloi, and then back to a sort of more temporary Mishkan in Noiv and Givoin. Now the question is on this Rambam, why does the Rambam tell us this? We know that the Rambam is a book of halachas, of law, as he himself says in his introduction to his Sefer Mishneh Torah. He says it's a book of halachas, of law. This is a story, it's a nice history lesson, how the Beis HaMikdash went from being a Mishkan in the desert all the way to Har HaBayis, to Temple Mount. But why is this all relevant? Why is this relevant that there was this type of Mishkan, that type of Mishkan, where it was? So there's two explanations that's brought. One explanation is that later on, the Rambam says that there's a prohibition to build something like the Beis HaMikdash. In other words, we're not allowed to make an exact replica of the Beis HaMikdash. Obviously, when Mashiach will come, we'll build the actual Beis HaMikdash. But up until then, we're not allowed to go and build in my own house like something that looks exactly like the Beis HaMikdash. What the Rambam is telling us over here is that doesn't only apply to the actual Beis HaMikdash, which was in Yerushalayim. That prohibition applies to making a replica of the Mishkan in Shiloh, the Mishkan of Noiv and Givonot. Anything that was like anything of the Mishkan or Beis HaMikdash is included in that prohibition. Another explanation that's explained for this halacha in the Rambam, explains in Likutei Sichos, that what the Rambam is telling us is this mitzvah of Osili Mikdash Shachanti B'Soicham, that we have to make a Beis HaMikdash and Hashem will dwell in it, is a constant mitzvah. It's not a mitzvah which was done once and then that's it. It's actually a mitzvah which is constantly there. They were in the desert, they fulfilled it by building the Mishkan. They went into Israel, they built one in Gilgal. That one was finished, they built one in Shiloh. And then Noiv, and then Givon, etc. And then obviously in Yerushalayim. But what it's coming to teach me is that even nowadays we have that mitzvah. How do we fulfill that mitzvah? By building what's called a mikdash ma'at. Literally a mini Beis HaMikdash. By building shuls, by building places of davening, places of learning. That's almost a form of fulfilling this constant mitzvah, this everlasting mitzvah of building the Beis HaMikdash. So the Rambam is trying to emphasize that this mitzvah was always there. It took different forms in different places. But the idea of making a house for Hashem, a place where Hashem Shechina rests, existed from when the Torah was given all the way until today. Have a wonderful day.